Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. A Hamas official said Israeli troops completed their withdrawal Sunday from a strategic road cutting through the Gaza Strip known as the Netzarim Corridor. However, Palestinians are having to wait in long queues of traffic to cross the corridor and are returning to rubble where their homes once stood. Abu Anas is one of the displaced returning home. I received information that the Israeli army withdrew from the Netzarim area, leaving behind a huge amount of destruction that the human mind cannot expect. While the development Sunday signals the ceasefire agreement is moving ahead, the sides appear to have made little progress on negotiating the deal's second phase, which is meant to extend the truce and lead to the release of more Israeli hostages held by Hamas. Negotiations are due to resume in Qatar. Two Palestinians, including a pregnant woman, were killed by Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank on Sunday, the Palestinian Health Ministry said, as Israel stepped up raids on militants in the area. The Israeli army launched a major military operation in the Nur Shams camp at dawn on Sunday as part of an ongoing counterterrorism operation in the area. The Palestinian Foreign Ministry condemned what it described as, quote, a crime of execution committed by the occupation forces this morning, unquote. The Israeli military told Agence France-Presse it was looking into the claim. U.S. President Donald Trump said he has spoken to Russian President Vladimir Putin by phone about ending the war in Ukraine, the New York Post reported. It is the first known direct conversation between Putin and a U.S. president since early 2022. Trump, who has promised to end the war in Ukraine but not yet set out in public how he would do so, said last week that the war was a bloodbath and that his team had, quote, some very good talks, unquote. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov told the TASS state news agency that, quote, many different communications are emerging, unquote. This is VOA News.
So no doubt energy policy is also security policy. Unfortunately, we are in a terrible situation in Europe where Russia has brutally invaded Ukraine. This obviously affects us all. And first and foremost, it shows us that we need to be independent. We need to be 100% independent of energy from Russia, from the Russian energy systems.
European Commissioner for Energy and Housing, Dan Jorgensen, spoke Sunday celebrating Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania officially switching to the continental European power grid from Russia's. Debated for many years, the complex switch gained momentum following Moscow's annexation of Crimea in 2014 and its invasion of Ukraine in 2022. After disconnecting on Sunday from the network established by the Soviet Union in the 1950s and now run by Russia, the Baltic nations cut cross-border high voltage transmission lines in eastern Latvia, handing out pieces of chopped wire to enthusiastic bystanders as keepsakes. Polls have opened in a presidential election in Ecuador on Sunday. President Daniel Noboa and Luisa Gonzalez are the clear frontrunners among the pool of 16 candidates. Diana Antamant is the president of the National Electoral Council. Here in Ecuador, results are delivered in real time, records are not hidden, and we tell the people that we respect their vote cast in the ballot boxes. The campaigns have been dominated by concerns about the economy and cartel turf wars that have transformed Ecuador from one of the safest countries in the world into one of the most dangerous. Sunday's vote is mandatory in Ecuador. Libya authorities uncovered nearly 50 bodies this week from two mass graves in the country's southeastern desert in the latest tragedy involving people seeking to reach Europe through the chaos-stricken North African country. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Officials said one grave was found Friday at a farm in the southeastern city of Kafra, and at least 19 bodies were unearthed. Another mass grave was found after raiding a human trafficking center in the city. The grave had at least 30 bodies, with survivors saying that there were nearly 70 buried there, according to authorities on Sunday. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
According to authorities, the remains of all 10 people killed in the Alaska plane crash have been recovered. At a news conference Saturday, National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy says they are investigating the cause of the crash, audio courtesy of Alaska News Source.
Really focused first and foremost on the victims, which is what should be the focus right now. It must be extremely heartbreaking for the families, so that has to be the focus of everyone involved, and it is.
The Bering Air single-engine turboprop plane was traveling from Unalakleet to the hub community of Nome when it disappeared Thursday afternoon. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.